The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the things that I greatly admire of evangelicals is their knowledge of sacred scripture, their ability not only to quote sacred scripture, but to give the chapter and the verse. One of the things I do not admire about us Catholics is our ignorance of sacred scripture. I'm sure we all know some scripture, some of the phrases, so forth and so on, but in any conversation, do we bring up scripture? Are we able to quote it? Are we able to say, this is where you're going to find it? This is where you'll find the context for that particular quote. But I think it's important for us Catholics to be very literate when it comes to the Bible. Not so that we can show off, not so that we have memorized 1,000 different verses from both the Old and New Testament, but rather so that we're rooted in our faith, because our faith comes from the scriptures. It's our comfort, it's our joy, it's our challenge. We are convicted by the scriptures the more we know them. We realize that God is holding us to a very high place, and to know scripture will help us to fulfill God's expectations of us. So we need to know scripture. I know in evangelical circles every week with children, they're given a particular passage, a story, and they're told to memorize either maybe a paragraph or a phrase or whatever, but they do. And then over time, it accumulates so that they really have an understanding of the story of Scripture, which is our story, and we need to know it. So I'm going to do all of you a favor today. I'm going to give you a phrase to take home with you. And it should be very easy, not only to remember it, but also to say where it's from. It's from today's scripture passage from Matthew. And for you who are here at Blessed Sacrament, it's going to be very easy to remember where to find it, because usually we meet at 10:30, right? Okay, so the passage is found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. So that should be very easy to memorize. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. And it simply goes like this. He counts the hairs of your head. He counts the hairs of your head. Say that with me. He counts the hairs of your head. Very simple. There's different translations of it. But the most recent one is, he counts the hairs of your head. Now, why are we being told that? Well, the context is Jesus saying, many times, don't be afraid. Fear not. In fact, we're told, do not be afraid, or peace be with you, are the most repeated phrases in the Old and New Testament. Why? Because we give in to fear. We get afraid. We get anxious. We worry. And here's Jesus saying, don't be afraid. God knows how many hairs are on every one of our heads. So if he knows that, don't you think he knows what's in our hearts, what we're going through, and vice versa? Shouldn't it be for us to say, oh wait, thank you, Lord. Let me repeat that passage, Matthew 10, verse 30. He counts the hairs of your head. Oh, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid. And how do we get from that position of fear to one of trust? Well, we have to pray. That's number one. And the scriptures are prayer for us, especially the Psalms, wonderful ways of praying. But then we also have to practice being fearless. We have to practice it. What are we told in scripture? Here's another great quote. Perfect love casts out all fear. So if I'm fearful about anything, I don't have perfect love. So then I'm supposed to be saying to myself, how do I get to that place of perfect love? I'm not going to think my way to it. I think we've all tried that. I've tried to think my way to $1 million or to losing weight. It doesn't work. You got to practice it. So what would it look like for you, because we're all individuals and unique in the eyes of God, what would it look like for you to practice freedom from fear or trust in God, especially in this day and age? I don't think I have to tell you that it looks like the world's falling apart. Of course, it keeps on doing that every 5-10 years or so. But we're living in a culture, and it's in many parts of the world, where there is no foundation of what is truly right, what is wrong, what the truth is. And so we have an obligation to take the truth to people. And so knowing the scripture, knowing what God is saying to us, and we read it in all the readings today, there's no good reason to be afraid. There isn't. Jeremiah, the prophet, he suffered greatly. Now, it's not that you have to like it, the suffering. No, God doesn't say you have to like suffering, go for it. No. But to fear it is a whole other thing. And we Christians, because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, have these wonderful gifts so that we can practice living fearlessly. And so I gave you that phrase from Matthew 10, verse 30. He counts the hairs on your head. Just to remember that during the week, so that if you become afraid, if you become anxious, you can at least stop and say, oh, I heard that Sunday. God knows all the hairs of my head. He knows how many hairs I have on my head. If you're bald, I'm sorry. But maybe get a wig. And he'll know that too. But to just remember, he knows all of that about me, and of course, much, much more. So why should I be afraid? Really, why should I be afraid? So again, as Catholics, people who are rooted in Scripture, the teachings of the Church, we know that Jesus came to save us from everything, but he's always saying to people, don't be afraid, be fearless. And the more we practice being fearless or being faithful and trusting in God, the more we literally anoint the world, the more we clean up the pollution of fear and sin, the more we send out this light to the world, we don't put it under a bushel basket, but we let it shine, the more we let that light shine, saying to people, don't worry, the light of the world is here with us. His name is Jesus Christ. And as Jesus says, if you hear something in the dark, speak it loudly, show it. If you hear it whispered, speak it loudly. We need to do that. I'm not going to say more than ever, because we've always needed to do that. But perhaps now for us Catholics, given what has gone on, maybe we need to be more evangelical, more like the evangelicals, and know our scriptures better, so that every time we open the book, we make a point of memorizing maybe a word or a phrase or a whole passage if you want. And again, we do it not only to remember who we are and who God is, but we also need to do that because it is nourishment. It is food that we're supposed to be feeding other people. But if our pockets are empty, if our bags are empty of that word of God, we're not going to be able to feed other people. Then we're all going to go to evangelical churches because that's where we're going to be fed. But that doesn't have to happen. So I'm encouraging you, in the light of all that's going on, not to go back to a routine. Or if you establish a new routine, maybe reading more of the scripture, that's fantastic. But to consciously make an effort to know the scripture better and better. And again, just maybe just a phrase, just a line. So today's is, he counts the hairs of your head, Matthew 10, Verse 30, chapter 10, verse 30. He counts the hairs of your head. So as you go through this week, if you get a little bit fearful, you think, what am I doing? What might happen to me? You can stop and say, wait a minute. God knows me inside and out, even to the number of hairs that I have on my head. Why should I fear? And the more we do that, the more we share that with one another, we will become more and more brave and courageous as we are called to be, as God's anointed, so that we in turn can go out and anoint the world with the Word of God. So as we continue our Eucharist, as we continue to ponder the great mystery of God's love for us and the fact that He wants us to be fearless, He doesn't want us to be afraid, let's pray that we will know Him through the Scriptures and then share those Scriptures with others, because that's good food. It's nourishing food. We need it, and so does everyone else in the world.